Hi there, may I speak to Walter?
Speaking.
Hey, Walter, my name is Travis on a recorded line, following up with you in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. How's your day going today?
Oh, it's good. I'm busy. I'm at work. Can you call me back later?
Yeah, I could try to be quick here and get you off the phone. I appreciate you taking my call. Have you used Roundup in the past and been diagnosed with
Yes.
any medical conditions as a result?
I don't know if it was a result of the Roundup, but yes.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what kind of health conditions are you dealing
It's cancer,
with? Do you know what kind of cancer?
lymphoma,
Okay.
non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Gotcha. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to help you out with filing a claim at all?
No.
Gotcha. And you haven't filled out any paperwork or sent anything back?
Nope.
Gotcha. And you mentioned that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know the subtype? And it's okay if you don't.
It was large B cell.
Large B
I don't
cell.
know. Yeah. I
Gotcha.
don't know if that's what you're looking for, but
That is absolutely one of the conditions that we're looking for. And I'm sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with that there, Walter. I hope you're doing okay.
yeah.
Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Just that one.
Yep.
And what year were you diagnosed in?
I think it was 22.
22, relatively recently.
22 or 23.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple years out of treatment now.
Gotcha. Do you know if it was, so if it was towards like 22 or 23, if it was in 22, it'd have been towards the end of the year.
Yeah, it was towards the end of the year. Well, it was like, it was still warm out, so it was probably July,
Gotcha.
June, July of 22.
Gotcha. And do you know of any other loved ones, friends, family members, anyone at all that was also using Roundup?
No.
Gotcha. I'll be giving you my phone number at the end of this call, so that way if you do know anyone, you can have them reach out to me. We could see if they meet the criteria as well. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis, roughly back in 2022 or 23? Were you able to hear me, Walter?
Hello. Yeah, I'm trying to do the math here.
No problem. How old are you right now?
I'm 51.
51, so about 48 or so.
47, 48.
Gotcha. And this may be one that you don't know the exact answer to, and that's completely fine, but how many years were you spraying Roundup for, if you had to take a guess?
If I had to take a guess, I used it every summer for probably 4 years,
4 years.
4 or 5 years. Yeah, 4 or 5 years. I lived in a log cabin with a long gravel driveway that I used it on to kill the stuff growing in the driveway.
Gotcha. And this is another kind of difficult question, but over those 5 years that you were using it, primarily in the summer there, did you use it for at least 10 days or more throughout that collective 5 years?
All together, 10 days or more, or are you talking 10 days of summer?
No, I'm talking about all together within the 5 years that you were using it.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh,
Gotcha.
yeah.
Gotcha. And the phone that we're speaking on now, is this a smartphone, like a cell phone or a
Yes.
landline?
Cell phone.
Gotcha. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. I'm going to go through a few questions here. These will just be yes or no questions. We'll get through these pretty quickly. It's just to see if you have any other potentially related diagnoses at all. But have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS?
No.
Any autoimmune diseases?
No.
Gotcha. Hepatitis C?
Nope.
What about rheumatoid arthritis at all?
Nope.
Diabetes?
Nope.
Gotcha. Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Nope.
Gotcha. Do you have a family history of cancer at all?
Nope.
Gotcha. And any organ transplants in the past?
No.
Hepatitis B?
Nope.
Gotcha. Epstein-Barr?
Never heard of that. Nope.
Gotcha. And lupus.
Nope.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad to hear you're not dealing with any of those there. And I have your first and last name is Walter Martin. First name
That's correct.
Gotcha. First name Walter. Last name Martin.
That's correct.
Perfect. Do you have a suffix on your name, like a junior,
No.
senior? Gotcha.
Nope.
And for the recording, may you confirm your gender?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And what's your marital status?
Divorced.
Gotcha. And your date of birth?
7/31/1973.
Gotcha. That makes you 52 currently.
Well, I'll be 52 this July.
And when did you first become aware that your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis may have been related to Roundup?
I didn't. It was one thing that when I got diagnosed, they said could potentially be a cause. Like the doctor asked me if I played sports, if I played on turf or grass. Well, growing up, there wasn't turf, so we played on grass. So,
Gotcha,
things
gotcha.
like
So it
that.
was primarily your doctor that asked you if you used Roundup in the past, and that kind of lit a light
She
bulb in your
didn't.
head.
Yeah, she didn't actually ask if I use Roundup. She just asked some questions like that because I guess there was some chemicals or whatever that, could potentially have caused it. Now I am in the refrigeration business and, working with refrigerants could have caused it.
Yeah, well,
So.
the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is actually one of the tell is one of the conditions that most attorneys are primarily looking for when it comes to Roundup. That's one of the
Right.
main conditions that it causes. So, unfortunately, if you were using Roundup, I don't want to say it came from the refrigerant either, but it's
Right.
probably
Right. I'm
likely that
not.
it did come from the Roundup,
Okay.
unfortunately. But and when did your doctor tell you that information?
As far as it
When
was
she was
my.
a when she was asking you about like what sports you were playing and stuff.
Oh, that was right after. That was roughly when I met my. That was the oncologist that.
Gotcha. Was I'm
Is
assuming.
taking care of me. So it was shortly after I was diagnosed.
Gotcha. 2023 sometime.
Yeah. Yep.
And what's your height in feet and inches?
5'9".
Gotcha. And your weight?
Right now I'm about 160.
Gotcha. And the primary email I have to reach you at is WalterCMartin599@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And the primary phone number I have to reach you at is 614-607-2565. And
Yep.
this is a cell phone.
Yep.
Gotcha. Almost done with these questions. And how many times per year did you use Roundup, like in the summer, if you had to take a guess? I know you said
Oh,
that you used,
gosh.
was
In
it
a
like during the
year?
weekends?
Yeah.
During the weekends through the summer there,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Gotcha. If summer lasts about 3 months, every weekend or so, that would have been
Yeah.
about, let's see.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's a, let me
So
see. That would have been about 12 times, right, that you were exposed to it in
yeah.
a year
Oh yeah.
or so.
Maybe a little more than that.
Gotcha.
Just depending on how the weeds grew back in.
Yeah, and then obviously if you saw some more, you'd probably go out there and use it again.
Yep.
Gotcha.
It was kind of a weekend routine, cut grass.
Oh yeah.
When you're done cutting grass, you go spray the weeds.
Yeah, when I was younger, my grandpa used to get me out there and do his yard work, and I was a kid spraying that stuff, so
Yeah.
it's crazy how many people were exposed to it. But did you spray Roundup for at least a year before your diagnosis?
Oh God, yeah. I was diagnosed after I moved out of there. I was out of there for probably 5 years. I
Gotcha.
stopped using it.
And this is another kind of tough question. Your best guess is fine, but when did you start spraying Roundup? When did you first start using it, approximately?
Like 2000, 2011.
2011.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And when did you stop buying Roundup? When do you think you stopped going to buy it?
It was what, 2017 is when I moved out of there.
Gotcha. And when you were spraying the Roundup, were you using any protective gear? I doubt it, right?
Just gloves.
Okay.
Gloves were the only thing.
Gotcha. That's better than nothing. And where did you apply it, and how big of the area was it applied?
Oh, geez. I
I
applied
don't
it
need it.
outside. That driveway's long.
So it was like in your driveway.
Yeah. There's a gravel driveway, so I sprayed the weeds growing up through the gravel.
Would you say that the driveway is like a half a mile or a quarter mile?
No. It was probably 100, it may have been longer than that. We'll say quarter mile.
Quarter mile.
Yeah. I don't know how far that is, but
About 1,320 feet.
oh yeah.
It's less than that.
No, it was, yeah. All of it together, because I had like a little horseshoe driveway and then down by the garage, back to the horse barn and the pole barn. Yeah. It's probably a
Gotcha.
little bit more than that, to be honest with you, but
And what state were you using it in?
Ohio.
Ohio. And your exposure was just residential. You were using it up and down your driveway. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? I'm assuming you just went to go buy it and used it on the weeds there, right? Gotcha.
In a pump sprayer. So I bought the concentrate, mixed it myself, and used it in a pump sprayer.
That was actually going to be one of my few questions. So you did use the concentrate. You didn't buy the
Yep.
premix. Gotcha.
Yep. I bought the concentrate.
And you were always present during the application of Roundup. It was always you spraying it, no one else, right?
Yep.
Gotcha. And if you used it, let's just say roughly 12 to 15 times a year, let's just say 15. And you used it for about 5 years. Your total exposures in your lifetime would have been roughly about 60.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you live near a water well?
I did. I had well water, yes.
Gotcha. And
But the driveway was nowhere near that well, so I don't know. But yeah.
gotcha. And did you ever by chance have your well water tested?
No.
Gotcha. And were you ever exposed to any other herbicides besides the Roundup at all?
There was a couple off brands that I tried first, but I couldn't tell you what they were.
Gotcha. Basically like generic brands.
Yeah. The cheaper weed killer that didn't work.
Gotcha. And have you ever been exposed to benzene at all?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a chemical. If you don't know, I doubt it.
I have no idea.
And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
What kind of mixture is that?
Agent Orange is a herbicide that was used during Vietnam.
No.
Gotcha.
Not that I'm aware of anyway.
Gotcha. Are you a vet? A military?
No.
Okay. And where would you be purchasing the Roundup at? Where did you go buy it at primarily?
TSC or Home Depot, Lowe's, those places.
Gotcha. And that was between the years of 2011 up until about 2017.
Yep.
Gotcha. And I It's okay if you don't, but do you have the receipts of your Roundup purchases?
Oh, no.
Gotcha. Do you have
No.
any Roundup in your possession, like in your garage or
Nope.
any? Gotcha.
No. I live in a condo now. I don't need that
Gotcha. Let them handle it, right?
stuff. Yep.
Have you ever smoked?
Years ago, yes.
Gotcha. How many years did you smoke for?
Oh, probably about 10.
Gotcha. And are you currently employed? And have you lost any time from your work because of surgeries or treatments related to your conditions?
Oh, God, yeah.
Gosh, I'm sorry to
Oh,
hear that.
yeah. It's all right.
What's your current employer?
Header heat, well, it'd be the waterworks.
Gotcha. It was header heat.
Header heating and cooling, we just got acquired by the waterworks, so I guess it's the waterworks now.
Okay. Do you know the address?
Yeah, it's 4780 Kinney Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43220.
Gotcha. Header HETTER.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And what's your job title there?
I am a comfort consultant,
Gotcha.
salesman. Fancy word for a salesman.
Yeah. Gotcha. And what dates, and you can be as approximate as you like here, but what dates were you unable to work, or when did you lose time out of work due to your conditions?
Let's see. Treatment was 5 days at the hospital every third week for six rounds. I would have to look back and see the exact dates, but I went on a Thursday and was released on Monday. So Thursday, Friday, and Monday would be days that I missed work. But
Gotcha.
I would have to go back and dig those dates up because
Yeah, no problem.
that's been a while.
The attorneys we work with would be able to pull medical records and do all of that for you as well, so you don't have to go through the headache of trying to find dates and go through all of that information.
Right.
And how long were you undergoing treatment for?
Like I said, it was six cycles of chemo. And I went, every third week, I believe it was. So
Gotcha.
it was a few months.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits before?
No.
Gotcha.
Not that I'm aware of, anyway.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation plan?
No.
And have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Gotcha. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Gotcha. And what was the doctor that diagnosed you with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, his name was, he was actually a surgeon. Is Dr. Gatz, I believe.
Do you know the location or the...
It was at Riverside Hospital
Gotcha.
in Columbus.
Perfect. Let's see here. OhioHealth Riverside Methodist
Yeah.
Hospital and Emergency Department.
Yep.
Gotcha. And you can be as detailed as you want here, but how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, it was painful.
Took some time off of, made you have to take some time off of work.
Yeah, 'cause there was days where the pain was excruciating and I couldn't come into work, so there was days that I missed for that, and then treatment days and doctor appointments and scans and
All kinds of stuff. Gotcha.
Oh yeah.
Gotcha. And what was the hospital that you received, or were you admitted into a hospital after you received the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or were you ever hospitalized at all?
Just during treatment.
Just during treatment. Gotcha. Was that at the
Yeah.
same Riverside Methodist?
Yep.
Gotcha. So that's where you were. That's where you also received your treatment and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Gotcha.
And what was the date of your treatment? When did that first start? It was sometime in 2023, right? Right after you were diagnosed.
No, I didn't start treatment until you, well, yeah, it was 2023. I want to say it was in April was my first round of chemo.
Gotcha. Is everything going good now? Are you currently in
Oh,
remission and
yeah.
all that good stuff?
Yep.
Glad to hear that. That's amazing. And what oncology practice is treating your cancer? Was it also the same?
It's Dublin, but yeah, they're through Ohio Health. Yeah.
Gotcha. Let's see here. Just copy and pasting some information off of Google. Just bear with me real quick. And what type of treatment did you receive for your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it like
Was
chemo?
IV. Yeah, it was chemo. I don't remember what they called it, but yeah, it was through IV.
Gotcha.
It's a liquid chemo or whatever, however you want to call it, whatever.
Did you receive any kind of radiation or surgeries at all?
No. Just I had a couple biopsy surgeries, gallbladder, appendix removal.
Okay.
I have a port that's in my chest, so that was a surgery to install that.
But nothing like super related to the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
No, just biopsies. There
Gotcha.
was a couple biopsy surgeries that they did.
Just to see if there was any other parts of your body that were affected as well.
Well, they took pieces of the lymph nodes that were affected to see like what it was, like what kind of lymphoma and all that good stuff.
Gotcha. And do you know that medical records exist that indicate your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis and type?
Do I know if they do exist? I'm sure they do.
Yeah, do you, gotcha. And what's your primary address, your current address anyways?
It's 340 Willow Bend Circle, and that's Plain City, Ohio, 43064.
Gotcha. What was the Willow Bend? Bend.
Bend. Yep.
Gotcha.
Circle.
Perfect. And that's 43064.
Yep.
Gotcha. Do you have a unit number, apartment number, anything like that?
Nope. Nope.
Gotcha. And do you have an emergency contact that we could put on file here?
Yeah, it's Rachel Miller.
I'm sorry,
Yes.
RACHELMILLER.
Yep.
Does she live with you or?
Yes.
Gotcha. And her phone number?
614. Oh, jeez, where is that?
No one can remember phone numbers anymore.
Oh, no, exactly. I can't. Give me a second. I'll tell you. See here. It's 614-735-146.
What was the last four?
1446.
Gotcha. 614-735-1446.
Yeah, 735-1446.
Perfect. And what's her relationship to you?
Yeah, she's my girlfriend.
Gotcha. And do you give us permission to contact her in the event that something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones?
Sure can.
Gotcha. And the last question here is the attorneys we work with request this next bit of information so that they could pull your medical records. What's your social security number or the last four?
It's last four is 0545.
Gotcha. 0545.
Yep.
Perfect. What I'm going to go ahead and do is send you over some documents via text and email. You're going to get that from me here in about 10 or 20 seconds. It'll say Travis Conroy has sent you some documents to review and sign. Just let me know when you see those come across your phone there.
Okay.
When you see that text come through, it'll also come via email. If you're looking at the text anyways, there should be a link which will direct you to DocuSign. And once the web page opens, it'll ask if you agree to SMS messages. You're going to want to say yes to that.
Yeah, I already did.
Okay, and then eventually you'll see a couple continue buttons, and then finally a start button there, and that'll allow you to start signing those documents. It's going to ask for a couple signatures and a couple initials. The law firm that you're going to be working with is going to be A4D, and I'm going to be giving you their phone number, all that good stuff. After this phone call, they'll be reaching out to you within the next 24 to 48 business hours.
Okay.
And when you're done tapping through all those sign and initial boxes on that document, the next button at the top right should turn into a finish button. And once you hit that finish button, you'll get an email and a text message sent back to you with a copy that you can download for your own record as well.
I'm gonna have to read some of these over, but just to make sure that this isn't.
Yeah, is there anything that I can answer for you specifically here, Walter?
I just want to, I mean, with the way that the world is, I don't want to get too crazy on signing a bunch of papers that,
Yeah.
without reading.
Well, the attorneys that you'd be working with in this specific case, Walter, would be A4D, and this isn't legally binding. If you decide when the attorneys reach out to you that it doesn't work for you, or that you decide that you don't want to participate in this, you have the full ability to remove yourself from the case. This is just allowing you to participate. Based on all of the information that you provided to me, it absolutely sounds like you meet the criteria. This is just allowing the attorneys to help pull medical records and get that process started for you.
Okay.
And again, I'll be giving you the name of the law firm that'll be reaching out to you, their phone number. That way you'll know exactly who you'll be working with. You can even reach out to the attorneys. I'll be giving you their phone number so you can have a conversation with them and all that good stuff. But we want to make sure that you're as comfortable as possible. And again, my name is Travis Conner. I'm calling you from Mass Tort Strategies here. We're an intake center. We work with A4D.
All right, I signed them.
Gotcha. Bear with me one second here. Okay, I just got those back. Let me double check, make sure everything looks good here. Yes, all the signatures, everything looks good. The address looks good. That's perfect. That's awesome. Okay, so let me give you the number for A4D, the attorney that's going to be getting in contact with you. Let me know when you're ready.
A4D.
Yeah, that's A as in Alpha, the number 4, D as in Delta.
Okay.
And their phone number is 909 906 3862. Before we wrap things up, I want to make sure that you know what to expect next. The law firm will be reaching out to you soon, and they may need to go over some the same questions that we discussed today. If you don't have time to speak with them, you'd mention that you're at work right now. That's completely fine. You can always reschedule a call back with them, but this is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 business hours, I highly recommend you giving them a call directly to follow up with them using that same number that I just gave you. I'll also be providing you my phone number here in just a moment, so you could call me directly if you'd like as well. But can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Please note as well that it may be me that reaches out to you once your case goes through quality assurance. Sometimes we get requests from our law firms and they ask us to reach out to you to do a transfer. So it's quite possible that you'll be getting a call from me to do a transfer to the attorneys there. So be prepared for that as well. But do you have any other questions for me before I submit your information?
Nope.
Gotcha. Let me give you my phone number here as well, Walter. Again, you'll be working directly with the attorneys, but I am an intake specialist here. We do work with the attorneys. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can kind of use me as a liaison to get in contact with the attorneys and stuff.
Okay.
My number here is 949-209-5754. My first and last name is Travis Conroy. Last name is Conroy.
All righty.
Perfect. Well, I really appreciate your time today, Walter. I appreciate you taking the time of speaking with me. I know you'd mentioned that you're working, but I wish you best of luck and hope you enjoy the rest of your day there.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.